We see from Chazal that the sheirish of the churbanos of the Bate Mikdash lies in the Chet HaMeraglim. The Bechiel Adairis of the Bate Mikdash was Nigzar, was Hukva, and Klal Yisrael, Tisha B'Av, Keneged, the Bechiel Echinam of the Chet HaMeraglim. Hence, if we want to delve into the sheirish of the churban in order to know what the avoda is of Bein HaMetzarim, what there is to work on to better ourselves, to rectify those matters which serve as the cause for the churban, Rahman Watzlam. The place to start is to learn up the parsha of Meraglim properly. Now, Rashi in Parsha Shlach, sending of the Meraglim. So it says, Shlach lecha, ledaitcha, ani, eini, mitzava lecha, im tirtza, Shlach, tells Rabbeinu Shalom, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to send, send. Klal Yisrael came, like we know, vatikruv unei lekulchem, and they asked, and Rabbeinu Shalom, something didn't appeal to Rabbeinu Shalom over there, and Rabbeinu Shalom says, chayeim, shani noisim, amachem, litois, b'divrei Meraglim, they're going to be nechshon. It would appear from Rashi that the etzem sending of the Meraglim itself, the idea of sending the Meraglim, was something inappropriate. The Ramban understood Rashi to be saying that, and the Ramban asked a number of kashas. Number one, it comes out then, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vayitav be'enei hadover, as it says in Parshas Dvar. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu also agreed. It would come out then that Moshe Rabbeinu was also fell prey to this chet of sending the Meraglim, which was not the right thing to do. Number two, what was the necessity of to see if the Oretz HaTayva hi Imra? The Eibishter already said, Mitchila, that it's Tayva Rechava. What's there to see? Number three, what exactly is the Taina on the Meraglim? We have to understand. The Meraglim were told to see, is it HaChazak Hu HaRofa? So they came back and they said, Efes Ki Az Ha'om. They were told to come back and report. If this is what they saw, this is what they reported. Where's the tviya? Where's the problem? So Rabbi Yerucham and Das Torah is Masbir, tremendous, beautiful Hesbir. The tviya, according to Rashi, is not the etzim sending of Meraglim. That is, there's for a purpose. We'll explain the purpose later. Bariches. The problem lies in how they requested it. Vatikrivun Eli Kulchem. Rashi in Devarim says, Vatikrivun Eli Kulchem be'irbuvya. There's a normal way for people to come and request. There's a seder of how people come. Mechubedike people. Zkeinin. Women. Balabatim. Children. There's an order. Be'irbuvya. They came. In no order, they all came running, the kids first, this, everything is mixed up. That's the tefillah. What does that show? If somebody finds themselves in an auditorium, a packed auditorium, and all of a sudden somebody screams, fire, what's going to happen? Everybody's going to run out. People will get trampled, there's no order, there's no semblance of menschlichkeit and derech eretz, one for another, everything. Total hefkeris, everybody's just trying to save their neck and run out. What caused civilized people to behave in such an uncivilized way? One thing, panic. The fact that there's a fire, the pachad of the fire and what it might do to them, causes them to lose their sense of tranquility, lose their emotional balance. Panic. Panic, there's no tzuras ben adam, there's no seder hadvarim. Klal Yisrael, Taka was right in asking for Meraglim. The Meraglim is an appropriate thing, and we'll explain soon why. But it's an appropriate thing, behilchas ishtadlus. Meaning, the Rabbeinu Shalom is running the show, we are beiteich, and the Rabbeinu Shalom, that everything is going to be fine. It's mutal upon us, achayvas ishtadlus, it's mutal upon us, the obligation to do ours ki'ilu al derech hateva. So we're doing our hilchus ishtadlus. Hilchus ishtadlus to capture Eretz Yisrael. requires to know the layout of the land, to know where yeah, where not, what's strong, what's good, what's bad. Okay, you have to know that. But if it's all b'b'chinas ishtadlus, you come confident that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is taking care of everything. We have a chayvus ishtadlus, so you come. So when you come and you ask, you come calm, cool, and collected. We have to make ishtadlus. Let's send somebody so we know exactly what to do. If Klal Yisrael came b'irbuvia, that means Klal Yisrael lost themselves. That means Klal Yisrael came not in a calm, orderly fashion. Klal Yisrael came panic. The idea of going to Eretz Yisrael and having to capture the other nations caused them to panic. Panic? Therein lies a lack of emunah. Therein lies a lack of bitachon. If you're v'teich in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and it's just hishtadlus, what's there to panic about? Come in order. V'tikruvu ne'lai kulchem, because you're panicking and it's not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it. To a certain extent, you think that it's upon you and you will be the ones doing something. Me? I can do it. We're incapable. They're so strong. We have to know. We have to know all the details, how and what and this, and they're all nervous. That's the panic. And that's the tefiyah of the chet of the Morocco. So Rashi stresses here that you came and they said, K'mo she'nemar v'tikr v'nei l'kulchem. As Rashi explains in Dvarim. In Parshas Dvarim, v'tikr v'nei l'kulchem, kulchem b'irpufi. To explain it a little bit, Klal Yisrael, when they were in the Midbar, had a mahalach of chutz l'derech ha-teva. It was a mahalach of simloscha le'volsa ba'olech me'olecha v'raglecha le'vatzeika. It was a mahalach of an amud onan. It was a mahalach of man, of a ber miriam, totally chutz l'derech ha-teva. The Eibishter clearly taking care of everything, leaving no makom for doubt. All that was about to change upon going into Eretz Yisrael. Going into Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to work the land. They're not going to have man. They're going to have to raise their own crops. They'll have chayei yoim yoim every day, daily life of taking care of things, parnasa, other things. It's going to fall on them. That's already a different mahalach. That's already a mahalach more al derech hateva. That mahalach al derech hateva begins with the kibush of Eretz Yisrael. That means we're now undergoing a transition from a hanhaga of chutz l'derech ha-teva to a hanhaga which is more al derech ha-teva. This difference, the emes, is only a superficial difference. Because whether it's al derech ha-teva, whether it's chutz al derech ha-teva, it's the same koyach, it's the same hashgacha pratis, it's the same bari olam, whether it's begolui, whether it's behelim. It's the same bari olam, whether it's al derech ha-teva or shalai al derech ha-teva. So in real terms, nothing was changing. The Eibishter feared the welt just the same when you go into Eretz Yisrael, if not more, as it was when you saw the Nisim Gluim. All I'm saying now is basically saying over the famous Rambam, the end of Parshas Bo, that from the Nisim Gluim we understand that everything, all teva is nes, there's no such thing other than Hanhoga and Hashgacha of the Eved. So in real terms, nothing was really changing. But in terms of perception of what you see, and in fact, there's a Mokum Litois, there is a makom to think that they're undergoing some sort of a change. That whereas now Ke'ilu the Eibishter was doing it, upon going into Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Klal Yisrael doing it. That yisod, that it's going to be Klal Yisrael doing it, that's it's from there that the panic emanates. That's the nekuda which caused the panic, and that's the b'irbuvia. That was the tvi. Now, just to understand the parsha of Meraglim, we have to explain it a little better. As a Maimar HaMuzger, just to understand the parsha of Meraglim. Now, Lefi Zed comes out, so what's the Iker Tviya? The Iker Tviya is on the people who came and asked for the Meraglim. Right. So Lechaira then, the Tviya is not on the... What did the Meraglim do wrong? The Meraglim went and did what they're supposed to do. Right. The Tviya is the people who asked. Okay, Klal Yisrael had a Tviya, but there's a Tviya on the Meraglim, chutz except for Kolev and Yeshua. What's the Tvi on the Meraglim? So for that, we have to understand another thing. Rashi says, when it says, the Torah says, Kulam Anoshim, Kulam Anoshim, V'Isa Shal Ksherim. Okay? In the outset, they were all Ksherim. Not only were they all Ksherim, but others explain that from the Seder Adzvarim, it would appear that Yeshua and Kalev were not even from the Chashuv, still amongst them. They were Anoshim Chashuvim Atma'id. Later on, Rashi says, when it says Vayelchu Vayavoyu, it's Makish Halichoson LeBiyoson, Ma Biyoson BeEitzero, Af Halichoson BeEitzero. L'chayra, that's Soiser. That's Soiser. I thought, on the one hand, you say Vayisa Shok Sherim, on the other hand, Halichoson was BeEitzero. Well, how did that happen? Zokta Maral, that the koyach of a shliach tzibur is dependent in a large part on the tzibur. It is vested in by the tzibur. Before they were nismane eshluchim to go in Eretz Yisrael, they were kulam ksherim. But they were nismane al yedei a panicky tzibur who's an nekuda of lack of amuna in that a nekuda of a chisar in amuna caused them to panic and think they have to do it. How are we going to do it? Because it's nekuda that they're doing it. If you're shluchim of such a shlichus, so that already has its hashpa on them as well. It's no steer, but halichosan, when they went already, when it was chal the shlichus for this tzibur, it was mashpia. Maisa b'chulda u'bar that Chazad Yerushalmi. Tosfos brings that they want to go that Ayidei people's belief in a chulda u'bar. It also had a kayach to do something that avtachas should be mekayim, mekuyim. Chaim Shmulevitz Zichrono Livracha used to bring from there that a person with his emunah has kayach. You can put kayachas even into a diamond. The mishalchim can put kayachas even to a diamond. The koyach of the shliach is mushpa al yedei the mishalchim. That's the yisoid of the maral. Mamela, if the mishalchim were of a tikrivun elai kulchem beirbuvya dika people, so that was the type of shlichus, that one was chal in the nesiyim. Mamela, even though b'isa shok sheirim hayu, but it's halichosim already is be'etzel. Lefiza then, so then what did they do wrong? What did they do wrong, the nesiyim? They were shluchim, this came from them because of the shluchim. So this is a parenthetical thing, but you see from here, a ma'irutika thing I saw afterwards, that the Chiddush Arim and Sefer Aschus says it, it's ma'irich, it's other things too, but this is in their Bein Hashar, that it's a two-way street. The tzibur has a koyach to be mashpia on the manig, but me'idach kisa, the manig, has a koyach to be mashpia on the tzibur. He can correct the tzibur. So on the one hand, you're right. They became shvach because of the tzibur. But they also, were they on that darga, they could have overcome the tzibur and done it right and thereby been mesakim the tzibur. That was a koyach that they had. He brings a chazal, a very interesting chazal, the Chiddush Arim. He says, he brings it as a medrash. Says nichnasta atzmecha lezira ay nitzeach ay nutzach. You put yourself in the ring, kilo. Either you win or you're defeated. There's nothing in the middle. It's the manig with the tzibur. Either you are mesaken the tzibur or the tzibur will be mekalkli. Blazer ben Aroch went to places where he was nichshal. And he was nichshal ad kedekach that he was leaning and he leaned acheresh hayalibo, famous chazal, famous gemara. The Chiddush Arim explains that gemara with this yesod that because he wasn't able to be menatzeach them, didn't have that koyach to stand steadfast and be mashpia against them, so then they were mashpia on you. If you have the koyach to be stand steadfast against them and to mashpia against them, then you will overcome the tzibur. If you don't, the tzibur will overcome you. the tzibur will overcome him. Okay, that's the parsha of Meraglim. So it is taka tviya on the Meraglim as well for not doing that. It's a tviya on the tzibur because they're panicked. The shayrish of the entire thing is the whole chet of the Meraglim took place as a panicky attempt to understand what's going on, to allay their fears. How will we be able to do this? We are doing it. How will we be able to do this? This, which is not the proper way of looking at it. Now, what they were meant to come back with when they came back was, what they were meant to come back with is Avada. This is what we saw. This is what we saw. We saw that it's something that we can't capture al derech hatev. But what was meant to be learned from that? It was meant to be mechazik emunah. If you go with the hanocha that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is running the world and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to give that to us, so you go and you see that it's so great. You go and you see that it's so difficult. You go and you see that they're so strong and they're so big and you can't capture them. So al korchach, we are powerless. Al korchach, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is telling us to go, he's going to do it. It would be mamchish, the emunah, mamchish, the fact that it's the Eibishter who's going to do it. That's what we would learn from that. But now they went with the panicky, with the berbuvia, that they're coming because it's us being kaivish, we who will be kaivish, then what do you see? It's in capture. We can't do it. So the metzias is right. What they learned up from the metzias is wrong. Why? What's the sheirish of learning that up from the metzias? Because there was a lack of hachnoah on their part to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They looked at them as major players over here. If we're major players over here, how can we do it? It's uncapturable. We can't do it. We can't do it. The way to be capture Eretz Canaan is a loshen hachnoah, the Shloss says. Because if you won't be nichna to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you'll be nichna to avodim, to other nations. The kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, the metzias of Eretz Yisrael, he says it. You find even after Klal Yisrael captured it, it still continues to be called Eretz Canaan. Look, it belonged to Canaan at one time. Now it's Eretz Yisrael, so it's Eretz Yisrael. Why did he call it Eretz Yisrael now? Why is it still called Eretz Canaan? Because the mahus of the country is hachno. If they would have come in with a hachno to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're mizbatel, we're nothing, it's the kayach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, everything would have been wonderful. And that's what they were meant to see by the strength of the goyim, not to get weakened, but to see, oh, so it can't be us, we who are doing it, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it, the same Rabbeinu Shel Olam who took care of us in the midbar will take care of us there. In a more disguised way, but the Eibishter will take care of us. That's what we were meant to see through the disguise, that it's going to be the Eibishter doing that. But they went, which would take care of like Kulchem, and that's the Chet. And that's the Chet. And that taka led to the Bechiyah L'dayres of being Nichna to Avadim, to other nations. Now, you see this in a few things. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Maisif to Yeshua, the Yud, Ha'ikra, Moshelo Hishaya ben Nun Yeshua, Koyo Yishiyacha ba'atzas Meraglim. Put in the name of Hishaya the shame of Yud Kei. Who are we to darshan Shemus? But there is Alponov a significance in the fact that it's Dafka, this shame of Yud Kei, that's put into the name of Hishaya by means of the addition of the Yud. Yud Kei is Ki Beko Hashem Tzura Elamim. This is how the Eibishter created the world. Olam Hazeh Zehei. Olam Habah Zeyud. Olam Hazeh Zehei. Yud is just the nekuda of the kayach that's nelam of everything, the kayach that makes everything go, the balabos of everything. That's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the kayach apnimi of everything. The Ratzon Hashem, the nekuda of Ratzon Hashem. That's the little the little thing in the hay which changes a dalet to hay. That's a nekuda. That's symbolically something, a nekuda, an insignificant nekuda, which is visibly insignificant, and lamaisa is the kayach behind everything. So how do you make a hay? By putting this kayach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam into a dalet. Dalet is miloshen dal, no kayach whatsoever. The proper way of this world is it's to look at it, that it's a dal, there's nothing, we have nothing. And everything that gives us the koyach to do anything and everything that we do in this world is because of the yud that's put into the dalet kibikashim. Zoraylam. Zoraylam hazeh is a yud. It's a hey. Excuse me. Is a hey. So ka, the shem ka, is the bittel of the mensch, total hachna, and everything is that nekuda, everything is the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what the shem ka symbolizes. The yud put in a dalet to make a hey. That's what the shem ka is. The koyach of a yud, which is Lamala putting itself into a physical world, which is a dal, which has nothing, and Ramela, it's a hay. And that's what gives it the kayach. And that's what gives it the kayach. What is the... There were Klal Yisrael was going in to Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was going, the Meraglim were going. What does Moshe Rabbeinu put by Yeshua? What's the answer? What's the chet, the pitfall here? The pitfall is that you're going to go thinking there's a you doing it, and you're going to panic, as we see happened. What was that? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do for Yeshua? What's your etzah against that atzas meraglim? The Shem ko, the fact that it's all with this attitude. This yesod that it's a total dalus, you have nothing, and it's all the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if you take a look, the gematria of ko, yud ke, is the same as the gematria of gaiva, which is ihachno. The yesod being that it's zele umaze, the tikkun keneged gaiva is the shem ko. The total hachno, dal, I have nothing, and it's only the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Mishnah in Bikurim, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah there says, Ketzad Mafrishim Bikurim, Yerid Adam Besaych Sodeyu, Veroya Te'enu Shebikra, Eshkel Shebikir, Rimayin Shebikir, Kaishrei Begumi, V'chuli V'chuli. Now, Bikurim are brought, as we all know, from Zion meaning. Yet, interestingly, this Mishnah only mentions three, Te'enu, Eshkel, and Rimayin. So the Sfarim say that what's Merum is over here by mentioning these particular three, these are the three Minim which the Meraglim brought back. And what's Merum is over here is that Bikurim is a Tikkun of the Chet of the Meraglim. Bikurim is a Tikkun of the Chet of the Meraglim. Alpi, the way we've now learned, it's very, very Muzber. Taflo Fila. What's the Shairish of the Chet of the Meraglim? The shayrish of the chet of the meraglim is I hachno, not being nichna. There's a me involved over here. There's an I involved over here. I'm doing it, I won't be able to. What's the tikkun for that? The tikkun for the chet of meraglim is bittel, hachno. What does one do when one brings bikurim? After working the field very hard, the first thing that comes out where the natural inclination would be pick it up and be thrilled. I have something that I did. Say no. Put a bendel on it and you take it to the Kayim. Speak word. And what's the Avaida? Part of what you do is Hishtachava. Prostrate yourself in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Prostrate yourself in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Nothing. Be Mizbatel. The Tikkun of Ihachno is the ultimate Hachno. That's what Bikurim is. That's how Bikurim is Misakin. The chet of the meraglim. So the shayrish of the meraglim, the shayrish of the kvius, of the bechil adayrais, is the ihachno. It's not being nichna. There's a me involved over here. There's an anoichius involved over here. Whether it's the first place of mikdash, that the averis, and this is what manifests itself in the Chorbanos, whether it's the averis of Gilui Arayis, Shemichas Domim, Avodah Zarah. There's no boundaries. There's an I here, and I can take. There's no Gvulim. There's no Rabbeinash. Whatever it is, any of the averis, whether it's the Leibirchu Batayra Tchila, which again, I take a look, in the Ran, what the Hezbeirim are, they weren't machshivit as that's what's conducting their life. It was their learning, not the Eberster, Kulei the Eberster. If it's sinas chinam, which is not being mefargen the other person, because it's all about me and there's no him. If a person was ultimately nichna to the ultimate hachna to the Rabbi Nishlam, you'd have none of that. The shayrish of these chatayim for which the Batei Mikdash were nechrav is ihachna. And all of that ihachna, that's the nekuda that emanates. Where did we first see this ihachna? That's the yisod of the chet of the meragla. Memela, it's obvious that a basic avoda for the yemei habein mitzorim to be mesaken the avera, the gam of the chet meraglim, and to be mesaken, to do our share in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash is to be mesaken this nekuda, to be nichna, to realize that everything is a dvar Hashem, everything is a rotzen Hashem, anything that we do is because the Eibishter gave us the koyach to do it. If that's the way we look at things, there can be no chet meraglim. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam running the world. On the contrary, the harder it is, the more of a gilui it is to us that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam running it, be boteach in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chazal say that kol ha-misabel al Yushalayim zeiche v'roye b'binyona. And they're aymed already, the Olam is aymed, that it said in zeiche v'roye b'binyona, you are zeiche and you see, present tense, loshen hoive, zeiche v'roye b'binyona. L'chayra, should have been somebody who's misabel on Yushalayim. Yizke, or he zeiche, v'yire b'binyana. You will in the future, say b'binyana. The Hezber, you can say it, I'll come upon him. But the Yesod is that even if the Beis HaMikdash is nechrav, but be'etzem, it's all behelim. It's there, just we don't have it. We don't see it. The Beis HaMikdash, there was Ashras HaShchina. We saw the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. We saw the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chush. We don't have that now. What are the bricks with which we build the Beis HaMikdash? Every bit of a gilui of the hanhog of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of a gilui of Ratzon Hashem in this world, every bit of that is being begalad at Ratzon Hashem in the Bria, which gufa is another stone of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. If someone is misabel on the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, that means we lost something. That means it wasn't us who did it. We had Ashras HaShchina. The Eibishter was here. It's a kmiha. It's a desire, a tshuka, to be davuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what misabel doesn't mean paying lip service and saying kinnis, not knowing what it means. Misabel Yushalayim means appreciating the loss and understanding its importance in our life. If we understand the importance of the Beis HaMikdash in our lives, and that leads us so many years after the Churban still to be misabel for the Beis HaMikdash, that shows our tshuka, that we have a kesher, that we have a shaychus to Ratzon Hashem, that we want Ratzon Hashem in this world. Those are the bricks that build the Beis HaMikdash. That's, you're not just going to be zeichet. You now are roye b'binyana. You are a boine of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just a schar you're going to get. Every bit of Dvar Hashem that you bring here, that's nachashtikul Beis HaMikdash that you're bringing in the world. That's what we do. And if you're not, that's what it's called. And if you're not misabel al Yushalchas v'shalom, then it's ki'ilu charav b'yomav. Why? Because there are these bricks. You have the kayak to make these bricks. Every door with their tears and with their tefillas is adding their bricks to build the Beis HaMikdash. If you don't, it's like you're being machrav the Beis HaMikdash. The Ribbono Shel Olam should help us that we should be able to understand properly the chayvos that are mutal aleinu in the avoda of Bein HaMitzorim, to be mesaken, to work on the midas hachno and all of its manifestations, klapi the Ribbono Shel Olam and bein adam lechaveray, and al yedei kach we should be zeiche to do our chelek in building the Beis HaMikdash, and be zeiche to the binyan Beis HaMikdash, and meherav yameinu amen.